There was an incidence of humiliation this week at the Olympics, thanks to Spain. That country's men's basketball players got into trouble this week when they posed for an ad.
They made a gesture many Asians find racist, and the men were not alone. The Spanish women's basketball and tennis teams have been photographed making the gesture.
And seeing the faces they made stirred up some hurtful memories for day-to-day producer Ki Min Sung.
It made me cringe. It is something I could not reenact myself. It is a gesture that the Spanish men's basketball team did in unison with a smile. You know, put an index finger on the outer corner of each eye and stretch the skin back until you become Asian. Seeing the photo reminded me of the last time someone gave me the slant eyes. It was the early 90s, and I was a teenager working at an amusement park. My boss would repeatedly perform the joke about the knees. Chinese, Japanese, American knees. He would make the slant eyes and exaggerate an overbite when he said Chinese and Japanese, but reach down to his legs when he said American knees. That was my most recent experience 15 years ago. It turns out I wasn't alone. Getting the slant eyes is still pretty common. Here's what Ji Kim, Jeff Lin, Yvonne Chang, and True Nguyen had to say.
My second year of college, I remember my roommate and I, she's Asian as well, we're going back to our room, and two guys pass by, and when they pass by, they pull their eyes back, and I don't think they saw that we saw.
I think the last time that happened was probably elementary school, and yeah, people made the gesture and then used like racially offensive terms, like chink.
I don't know specifically, it might have been like on the school bus or something like that. I think they were, like, you know, seeing, like, the typical, like, ching chong, that kind of thing. And
I was in the middle of Michigan about 3 or 4 years ago. We kind of just walked into a hardware store to buy some nails, and the guy behind the counter made that gesture and then started making kung fu noises.
How old was he, like?
He was at least in his 50s.
We dismiss these people as immature and ignorant. But the Spaniards in question are Olympic athletes, world-class basketball players who played China in China on Tuesday. When they're not on the Olympic stage, these athletes are playing in Los Angeles and Toronto for the NBA. Some team members have apologized. Others, like Jose Manuel Calderon, said the team thought it would be interpreted as an affectionate gesture. Calderon should know better. The team should know better. To me, that affectionate gesture reminded me of the hate and immaturity I grew up with because I looked different. That picture brought back the ching chongs and the racial epithets and the jokes about being unable to see because our eyes are too narrow. It brought back the feelings of racial hostility that made me feel like an outsider. The team may have been posing for an ad that was for sports fans in Spain, but when I saw the photo, it felt like they were making the slant eyes at me.
Day-to-day producer Ki Min Sung, and you can see that photo in question. It's at our website, npr.org.